What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Man. Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as Ziz Spike on the Mic, and we are here at the undisclosed locations all over the world, all over the place. I better turn that down. Some places we cannot describe, or some places we cannot tell you about. But anyway, welcome to, ladies and gentlemen, to the most award-deserving episode, the Spike on the Mic Show. Speaking of deserving, I watched the Oscars last night and we didn't get any awards, so we're still a deserving, award-deserving show.
Yeah. And you know, it wasn't what? I didn't even hear us mentioned as a nominee.
Well, that voice you hear before he was even acknowledged, that is the one, the only. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a regular cast member.
Hey, cast member.
Yeah.
Did you hear that bling bling, that noise? That
just, yes, I did. I did hear that bling bling.
I got to stop that.
I don't know how that happened.
Because I got mail. Ha, ha, ha. People like me.
You've got mail.
Yeah, really. And keeping in with the show, because we have to do this, we have the man who knows a lot and knows a little. We like to call him One William Smarts. Bill Smarts, did you ever get connected? How you sticking?
I'm sticking like I'm connected.
There we go.
You sound so beautiful.
Yeah, really. Maybe his hip.
I said that over and over and over 10 times, like before I was asked, just so I could sound beautiful, because that was my goal.
Wow. So you actually rehearse, unlike Spike.
Well, yes. That's what the mute button's for me.
Right. You understand, PW. I like to shoot from the hip.
Yeah.
I got better hips than Smarts. Smarts, yes, has a bad hip because,
right,
he was on crutches, so he, you know, I can take him.
Your hips appear to mumble a lot.
Well, speaking of mumbling, we're going to go straight to our other resistance fighters, who looks like she's doing construction in the back of her yard, back of her house. This is Billy's. Billy's, how you sticking?
Construction?
Yeah.
It's like there's walls, and you know how you do, them three lights. It looks like
that's just the sun shining through the blinds onto the wall behind me.
Okay, it looks like somebody doing a drywall, and then they do the mud. Jeez. The mud. Jeez. That's what they call it in the streets. Yes. Oh, and we are in luck, ladies and gentlemen. We are in luck because of our short show. We were able to call in the reserves. This is one Miss Monica's. Miss Monica, thank you for joining. And how you sticking?
Oh, crap. I'm sticking. I don't even know. I'm sticking to the couch because I'm being lazy. I didn't think about it.
Here, did he notice?
Did he just refer to a short show and then introduce you? How dare he?
Rude. Yeah. Rude.
So rude. Oh, there she is. Oh, hi, Mon.
I kind of like the other picture way more.
Long time no see.
Look at me. I look like crap.
Oh, you look beautiful for me.
Cameras don't lie. All right?
Hey, rude.
Yeah, outside.
But oh, look, it's a bad connection.
No. I want to say thank you for coming in the last minute. I always think about trying to invite you, but I always forget.
No, you don't. You're like desperate. Who can I invite? Who has no life whatsoever at all? Talk for an hour.
Oh, that's
like 3 minutes notice.
Oh, that's terrible. No, I'm always thinking about you, Mon.
I believe you, P-Dubs, because you're cool like that.
Billy, have you ever met Monica's?
Oh, yes.
I think so.
You were on the last Zoom I did, which was like 17 years ago.
Oh, so y'all have never done it at Hootras?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Can we discuss when that's going to happen again? Because
I think soon. I think soon.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all vaccinated, yes?
Double vax, bitches. Yeah,
double vax.
Because of the HMO or HMO or World Health, somebody, you can't be asking people medical questions. But
Oh my God. Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm.
I volunteer it. Vaccinated. In fact, I was just literally shopping online. I saw a tank top that said it was white and it said vaccinated across. I'm like, yeah. Tell the world.
That's it.
You still have to work out the logistics of how I'm going to be on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I live in Orlando, so they got to figure out.
Oh. I'm thinking you just got a little bit of a commute.
Yeah, no.
Or it's the show is on the road once in a while.
Or,
I mean, you know, that'd be fun.
Or we can just she can be the Max Headroom person.
Yeah.
You just have me on a laptop. With a microphone on the laptop, and I'm just,
Listen, this is 2020. We can figure stuff
2020.
Out. Yeah, we can always figure some stuff out. But before we can continue to figure stuff out, we have to take care of some housekeeping.
Housekeeping?
Hey, real quick, though, before you do that, what does this leave button mean on the bottom of this corner? Should I push it?
It doesn't work.
No, don't do that.
Keep pushing it. Don't stop pushing it.
It
just keep
looks
pushing it.
So inviting.
Yeah,
sitting push there in it. Red. Oh, my God. I just want to get
the
it.
The only way it works is if you and I both do it at the same time.
No.
So we'll just both keep pushing it.
On the count of three?
Yeah.
No. You know, when this show starts, I start clicking it, and you know, eventually it works.
Well, listen, if you hit the leave button, you must go play in traffic. Also,
that's a
requirement.
That's fine.
So,
because we're going to Orlando so that Billy can be on the show.
I would just say that's got to be funner than this show.
That's what I was going to say. So you're saying the options are this show or playing in traffic.
Oh, my God. I almost played Dancing in the Streets, but I'm not going to do it.
Oh, no, don't do that.
You guys are going to be suffering for it.
Because there's no streets mentioned in that song.
But you know what I'm saying, right?
I know that you're saying it wrong.
All right. I'm going to play it.
Go ahead. Play it. There's no dancing in any streets.
In the streets. All right. Resistant Fighters.
Yes. In my room.
Listen. I want you guys to listen to this song and... Okay. We don't have authorization to play it, but who gives a flying? All right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear it, but here it comes. It's a new song I just saw. Can y'all hear it?
Yes. Of course we can.
I've been dancing in my room, swaying my feet, trying to get you love. On the cheek, Cotton candy skies like I'm stuck in a dream, and I've been feeling blue, you're the one that I need, dancing in my room, swaying my feet.
Yeah, see, not a mention of street anywhere in that song.
Yeah, I was confused, but I was waiting for it.
Yeah, I know, it's not in there, you'll never hear it.
It sounds like they said dancing in the street.
No, it never sounds like that at all.
It actually sound like that at all.
Yeah.
You guys are just dancing
in my room, swaying my feet or something.
Something about his feet. But there's no street ever mentioned.
Okay. Well, let's finish this housekeeping so we can keep going.
What housekeeping?
We haven't started the housekeeping.
We always have 15 minutes of intro, and so we're only down to 8 minutes. Let's go ahead and get this out of the way. You can always give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900, because we are the only road trip that picks up hitchhikers. So we will pick you up on the side of the road.
We will?
I've
done that. People need rides. I can help. I'll help when I can. Yep. Absolutely. I did it twice in my life, and both times, the ride was greatly appreciated, and I was able to help, so I did.
Oh, that's nice.
Sidebar, you did this alone?
The second time was alone. The first time was with another girl.
Oh, wow, you guys are...
I'm sorry, I just walked back in. What'd you do with another girl?
Picked up a hitchhiker. Bow, chicka, wow, wow.
Oh, man.
Wow, I missed that move.
I don't have enough beer to be spitting it out like that.
Oh, why aren't I drinking a claw right now? That's the
you
only thing
should,
that can get me
yeah.
this. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Kahlua and cream. Mmm.
Well, while you're thinking about drinking a claw, you also should know that this show we talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Oh my God, he fell. Man, were you injured?
Yeah, I hurt my knee because I was dancing in the street.
Did you get bad hips?
Yeah. Wait, why is Pepper? Like, why can I only hear his voice? Why is he like the voice of God right now?
Who's Pepper?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot. Who are you?
Bill Schmatz.
Schmatz. Where's Schmatz at? I can't see him.
Who's Pepper?
We never see him.
He's never photographic.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Photographic.
You know what? I take it back.
A new word for
sometimes he shows his products. But that's
I don't ever
about
want
it.
To see his products ever. So we're good. Let's keep your products right, so, in there.
Yeah. So one other thing before we get into this awesome award deserving show.
What?
There's a product right there, Bon.
Nobody noticed. Hello.
Oh yeah.
Really. I don't see him. Where is he?
Yeah. Let's play let's talk to our sponsors.
Ooh. The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Correct since 1983.
The official home of race
fans. You. It's in terms of the race fans, he came in 24th. He had some problems, so no fried pickles.
No fried pickles.
No, please
Hello?
Don't.
Someone's listening to the radio in the background there?
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Oh. That's my TV. Can you hear that?
Yeah,
yes.
We can.
Standby.
Is it more?
Standby.
So you was going to watch. Monica, you was going to watch TV and do the show?
Yeah, I've been doing it.
No, you can't. Do that.
No, it's Double Jeopardy. I freaking love this
movie.
Oh,
I love Jeopardy, yes.
Double Jeopardy, the movie with, what's her face, Judd, and it's what's his face with the face?
With the
it's
face.
A good movie.
Okay.
Somebody knows it.
Ashley Judd, and is it Morgan Freeman?
No, it's like a guy with three names, though, I think, with the pock face. And he's
Benjamin Franklin.
No,
he was in, the one with where you chase the fugitive. He was in The Fugitive.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, good. I was
wow. That is three names.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Arnold Schwarzenegger is not three, right? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
Yes.
Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
All right. Well, now that all the housekeeping is out of the way, we have to go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, and get this award deserving show underway.
Ooh.
But one of the underway things we do is we do what I like to call Cow Chip News of the Week. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Cow Chip News is something that you can use while you're traveling amongst friends or at a local watering establishment just to show some knowledge and keep some other information going.
What's so great about this, too, is that when I think of Spike on the Mic Show, I think of cow chips.
Yeah. Is that why it's called
funny.
Cow chip?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's exactly why. So,
isn't it poop?
Kinda, a little bit, yeah.
No, but
according to Spike, it also means a useful piece of knowledge.
Exactly,
yes.
Knowledge
of nuggets.
Impart upon us.
All right.
So, and you guys feel free to use this knowledge if you're ever walking through the mall or at a bar or at a bar mitzvah. Or something, and just want to expound.
Or staring at a nugget. Yeah.
Yeah.
I use it every week.
There you go. I, for some reason, I'm not sure you believe that. All right. So here's the cow chip news of the week. What do you think is the shortest commercial airline in the world?
That's not a nugget. That's a question.
Okay. Now, well, then I'm not going to ask the question. The shortest commercial flight in the world is a whopping 57 seconds. You can't believe that?
What?
Yep. Cow chip. Logan Air, which flies a flight between the Scottish islands of Westray and Papa Westray, it lasts exactly 57 seconds. But the pilot says sometimes it lasts a little longer based on the wind, because they fly from Papa Westray to just Westray, which is a whopping 1.7 miles away. And you can only get there by plane or by boat. And wow, most people live on one place, fly every day for 57 seconds to get to the other place. Bankers do it. Doctors do it. So look up Logan Air, and they fly.
It seems like you should be able to get there with a good heavy-duty slingshot.
Right. I don't know. I looked at I was trying to figure out, it must mean 57 seconds of airtime, because once you get on the plane, you got to sit there and...
Sure, I know, yeah.
Let all that junk
they got to serve drinks, all that stuff takes time.
Exactly. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that is your Cow Chip News of the week. Now, Smots, you say you use it every week. What was Cow Chip News last week?
Do we have it?
I don't know. All right. And then let's go ahead and do our other, back by popular demand, the big A word of the day.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
All right. So
wow, Mon, you seem to get into that.
I like that. Whatever that was, whoever that was, I can get down with that.
All right. So Mon, aside from Cow Chip, where I give you something that you can talk while you walk around with your friends and
right,
at local restaurants, you can say, hey, do you guys know that it's 57 seconds is the shortest commercial flight?
Right.
I'm also trying to widen your vocabulary and expound.
Oh, mine? You're trying to widen my vocabulary.
Yeah, watch what he all comes right up with. Yeah.
So I decided to add some big A words or big ass words of the day to help the resistance fighters learn and grow. So I'm going to play this three times. Listen to this word here, and I will ask you guys, what is the definition of the big A word of the day?
All right.
Purloin. Purloin. Purloin.
Purloin. Yeah.
Purloin. That is the big A word. Yes.
Purloins?
Purloins.
Purloin.
Purloins. And so as we do, go around the room, we ask, now don't reveal if you know what it is, because we like to keep our listeners and resistance fighters in suspense so that they will, we'll reveal the information at the end. So Smots, do you know what purloin is?
You.
Spell it.
What'd you say?
I do. It's yes. P-U-R-L-O-I-N.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure no one's going to purloin this from you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
Bill, you know what purloin is?
I'm starting to get a little bit of an idea, but initially I didn't know what it meant.
So when you say you're getting an idea, you're thinking it in your mind?
I'm thinking that Schmatz just gave me a clue to its meaning.
A sentence. I used it in a sentence.
Yes.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
He literally just said it. Did you not hear what he literally was like giving us a hint?
You think I listened to Smots? No.
No, I guess not.
Yeah. So, Monica, do you know what purloin is?
No, I do not.
All right. And PWs?
Oh, yes. I actually got caught purloining when I was in
Can I deduce what it means? Where were your hands, P-dubs, when you were caught purloining?
On a copy of Playboy.
Okay.
Don't let that influence your
Both hands were on a copy.
Yes, both hands.
Can I purloin while I'm on the Zoom call?
No.
Well, you could purloin. Yeah.
And can Schmatz say purloin backwards?
Yeah, it's Nile Ruff.
I freaking love that. Okay. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah.
Really? All right. Well, we'll go ahead and You know what? I thought we'd change it up. We decided to go ahead and give you the definition of purloins of the big A word of the day instead of waiting to the end of the show, right?
All right, good. Sure.
All right, so, Smots, since you are the purveyor of knowing what...
Purloin.
What is purloin?
Like I said, no one's going to purloin this segment from you.
Yes.
Take it?
Steal it, yes, correct.
Oh, you were stealing a Playboy.
I was stealing a Playboy, yes. I had caught.
Oh, well, I don't know if that's what it is, because it says the definition of purloining is to appropriately, wrongfully, and often by breach of trust.
Yeah. Steal something. You obtain.
The definition there? That was just...
So...
You left out one verb in there somewhere. Obtain?
Nope. It doesn't say it anywhere at all, anywhere on there.
But if it has, what is the part of speech? Because if it has, if it says
verb,
you're leaving something out of that definition. Like it, that's, that can't be the definition of it.
To appropriate.
Oh, to
appropriate. Okay. Oh, yes.
Appropriate wrongfully.
Okay. Yes, that's stealing.
Stealing.
Okay, well, now you guys know I'm educating y'all. Thank you very much.
I feel like we just educated on you on what appropriate meant.
Yeah, and how to say it.
It's right. The word of the day.
Why is it called Big A? I thought it was going to start with an A.
Because I didn't want.
No. It's the big ass word of the day.
Big ass word of the day.
But you know, because we're on the radio now, we say Big A.
You can say ass on the air.
Yeah, we could.
I know. That's why I haven't cut anybody off.
It was a 5-letter word 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I don't know what. Okay, that still was a big A word of the day.
Schmutz is writing them down on a very soft piece of paper, and then he's using the words.
Oh. All right. Yes. Well, damn. Let's go ahead and get into topic changing music.
I know we haven't had a topic yet, but if we did, this would be the change.
All right, I like to call this topic here, player, player.
Player, player.
Right now, I need the resistance fighters and you, Ms. Monica, you also are resistance fighters. Give me your opinion on this because I'm not sure how I feel about this. There was a Japanese guy by the name of, now, don't worry about the name, me messing it up because it's going to be messed up. His name is...
But just stay consistent. Always say it the same.
All right. Takashagi Maiwagana. Right?
Takashagi Maiwagana.
Right. He is a Japanese man.
I'll say Takashi first, but you can go ahead and choose what you want. I know.
No, Takashagi Maiwagana.
Takashagi Maiwagawa.
Oh, it changed already.
All right. Anyway, he's a 39-year-old. Now, check out what his job is. He is a 39-year-old marketing, selling showerhead guy and other products, but that's his main thing. He sells showerheads.
All right, yeah.
All right. Now, he is in a little bit of hot water, and this
is oh, that's so funny.
And this is the thing that I'm a little suspicious about, or I'm trying to wonder around. He's a 39-year-old showerhead salesman, and now he has allegedly convinced, what was it, 35 women that he's dating them, and told them that his birthday is on certain days so he can get up. So he can get 35 different gifts.
Can we do that? Is that a thing?
He convinced the woman.
I want to do that.
Yeah, he convinced the woman that his birthday is on. So he got up to $900 in gifts and a $240 suit made for him. So he dated these women, giving them permission, giving them the idea that I want to be with you for the rest of my life. One woman, go ahead.
Well, I get it. In my head, I feel like these women don't think a lot of him because I'm going to need Schmatz's brain on this one. What's $900 divided by 35 to have the average price of the present?
It's approximately 27, 28 bucks.
Yeah, that's not a lot for
that's
a present.
All? Wow.
Yeah.
So $30 is a present.
Less than $30 a present from all 35 women.
So one of them gave him a $30 suit?
But no, there's no one include. He got like 925, $925 in gifts and prizes, and also a $278 suit.
Oh, okay.
Right. So,
that should throw the average off a little. Oh, a single gift of $278. Yeah.
Well, one of the women, a 47-year-old woman, he told her his birthday was February 22nd. He told another 40-year-old woman her birthday was July, and another lady is April. I'm not going to go through all 35 of them.
No, and yeah.
He kept convincing them to give him gifts. But one woman said that when he tried to kiss her, she told him, "No, I don't want to do this unless you are seriously want to get married or in a serious relationship with me." And he said, "I am serious. I want to be with you for the rest of my life.
Yes.
Now,
or at least until you give me a gift.
Give me a gift. Now, the question to the resistance fighters is, as I finish the story, he has now been arrested.
What?
And formally charged for suspicion of fraud. Now, the resistance fighters, do you think that is an arrestable offense? And I thought I would be smart.
That's ridiculous.
What country was this?
China. Or Japan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he can be shot.
Why can't he be shot in Japan?
China, not Japan.
It was a Japanese man.
Oh, yeah, but it happened in China, you just said.
Okay, no, well, it's Japan.
I'm going to move it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to move it. All right, so, Billy, do you think this is an arrestable offense?
Just first of all, I'm not up to date on Japanese law, so right. I can't really tell you what's or not.
In either Japanese law,
I would probably say no.
All right, so you say?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it depends. Like,
dude,
he's counting them out of their money. But they're also gifts. So
guys lie to chicks all the time.
All the time.
Stupid chicks give money to dudes, cash, not even gifts. At least this was the pretense of a birthday. And they like nobody held anybody at gunpoint, give me money. Why are we arresting people?
Even in Japan.
Exactly.
I know you're not up on Japanese law, but PW, what do you think about this?
Oh, absolutely not. You can't do that. I mean, just because I lied about my birthday?
That's
not arrestable.
What if he went out and acquired fake IDs to show everyone that this is it? So he's now violated the law.
Oh, yeah, sure. You're going out with a girl, and she says, "Ooh, next week my birthday is the 13th. And you want to see her ID?
This is classic Spike on the Mic counter twist on you here.
Schmutz. If he does go out and get a fake ID, then the crime is a fake ID, not duping these chicks. Yeah, okay, fine. If whatever the arrest thing is for faking, buying an illegal ID for faking that.
Well, apparently he'd have to have 20 fake IDs, 35. Yeah.
That's the thing. Maybe that's why he's arrested.
No, well,
if he was like conning them out of their money, saying, "Oh, I have this investment," then they're not really gifts. They're like purchasing something or some service or investing something.
Yeah.
These are just gifts.
That last sound, are we going to throw away that microphone?
Yes.
What? Yes. I don't know.
Burn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the thing is, he was dating his woman too.
What happened?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Something. Am I missing something?
Yeah, no. It was gross. You'll
hear it on the replay.
Oh. Was it me?
Is that microphone not going into trash now?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess I need to pay attention.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I just thought that was a little ridiculous. Even in Japan, America, China, anywhere, that the guy, he's a player. He, like Monica said, they lie to women all the time. No, they lie to people, not just the women, because women lie to men and men lie to women. Because it just happens.
We all lie. Yeah.
So
I'm lying right now.
Yeah. This is a really good show and you're really good at this.
So I only recently found out my boyfriend's actual birthday. And there's a reason for this is because we met on the internet and he had about a year prior to us meeting had literally had his identity theft stolen from him.
Sure.
By somebody that he met on the internet, because he gave her a little bit too much information. So I already knew from the get-go that I didn't have his correct phone number, and I had a internet phone number that I could check.
Whoa, Billy.
And then we've since, you know, I have all of his information now, which is fine. And I know where he lives, all that sort of stuff. We only just recently realized that he had given me his incorrect birthday.
I'm thinking one day after you give him your social security number and your bank account number, he's going to get ghosted.
That's it. Yeah. Then you're going to discover.
This is a really long con for about nothing.
Well, that's true, yeah.
You got to get him two gifts. That's the rule.
Yeah, really.
I keep hearing a rattling noise, but I don't know what that is. PW, say something.
Hello.
Yeah, it sounds crackly.
Yeah, is your microphone.
It sounds crackly when I speak. It sounds so clear when I hear it.
Nah, dog, it is terrible.
Ooh, terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Really, like, crackly feedback.
Yeah, like you rub your fingers.
That feedback would just crackly.
All right, so we all in agreements that this should not be something that the guy should get a case number for or get arrested, right?
Yeah. But again, we don't know what the laws are in Japan. Maybe this is a crime.
No, I think there's women just desperate, and they all know they got duped by the player.
I got to move if that's a law. Uh-uh.
Seriously, yeah, really. Because I can have you arrested for your last statement about the enjoyment of this award-deserving show, right?
I do believe a jury of my peers would agree with me and find me not guilty.
And if this is a law in Japan, Spike would be possibly going to jail for life.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second.
Am I still crackly?
Yes.
Not now. One of y'all have given me. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm gonna say a gift, but never mind. I'm going to jail. I'll take that. All right. Well, since in the midst of PW having audio things, we need to have somebody else do topic changing music sound. So
that's got Billy written. That's got Billy written all over it.
Okay.
Billy.
We're going to start a new topic now because the other topic is over.
Facts are facts.
Yeah, really.
Was the music crackly?
No, just you. I didn't really hear the music very well.
Yeah, I didn't either. But
damn.
It was the burp. The burp done ruined your mic.
I know, man. Just that one burp.
Dude, yeah, it's really getting louder and louder, sounds like. All right, so I like to call this topic here. Touch my butt.
Touch my butt.
Yeah, really. All right, and I think a lot of you guys will probably appreciate this thing here, this topic here. Question to the resistance fighters.
What are we fighting? Are we fighting resistance?
We're fighting the common norm of how things are supposed to be done and where things are always done.
So we are the resistance. We're not fighting the resistance.
We are resistance fighters.
Yeah. You know, like, there's a resistance. Let's go fight it.
We're the fighting resistors.
Yeah. Monica, you ever watch Star Wars?
No.
It is the resistance.
Oh, is that a thing? Oh, I apologize. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. That's okay. Well, you'll appreciate this story here. How many things in your house, if everybody who has a cat owner, how many things in your cat does your cat butt touch?
Everything. Literally everything, including my face.
Oh.
Well, that is a pondering question that people want to know, because they say as your cat is walking around the house with his tail in the air, you can look at it and say, I wonder what that butt has touched. So a cat butthole is something you're thinking like, what is going on with that thing there? Maybe not everybody's doing that. So there was a sixth grader who decided to find out this pondering answer. So what he did for his school project,
he attached a camera to the cat's butthole.
Yes. No. Oh. What he did was he put lipstick, non-toxic lipstick, on his cat's butt. And then he tracked all the way around the house that had lipstick smears on it in the interest of science.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we go around, now the question we all want to know is, how many surfaces does the cat butt touch, right?
All of them.
So you going with all of them?
Billy, yeah, like literally couch.
Wait. So how many? I mean, everything at like calf level.
All the floor. The floor. Couch, side couch, table.
Anything that it sits on, like the yep. top of the kitchen.
Dining
counter.
Room table. Yep. Kitchen counter. The top bar. Of the look fridge. Through. Mm-hmm. All of it. A pillow, bed,
yeah.
little seat at the end of the bed, the dresser, all of it. Literally everything.
Yeah. So, Smots, are you in concurrent or agreeing with that?
Well, what I would say is I've heard about someone else doing the experiment, except he walked around pantsless when he was out of toilet tissue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did his butthole touch everything?
Really? Well, in the interest of science, little dude by the name of Kevin, we'll call him Kevin. Yes, he put non-toxic lipstick around all over his butt, over one of his cat's butts. And the results are in, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. The results are in.
Watch out. That makes your microphone distort.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's done. Yeah.
It does. Facts are facts. Science.
Science. Yeah. Cats with long or medium hair, their butts doesn't touch any hard or soft surfaces.
Huh.
They're constantly squatting.
Short-haired cats.
Their quads must be tough. If they're constantly squatting, if they never completely sit down, is what you're saying.
That's what the science, the study says. But, and I don't understand it, but now he says cats with short hair, they don't make contact with hard surfaces, but there was lipstick smear all over the soft surfaces, like sofas, pillows, beds.
That's great.
So there is good news on here that the resistance fighters you guys can, because most of all, people got cats all around here, is that your cat is not dragging their butt all over your house, believe it or not.
Unlike a dog.
Yes. Well, that's true. Not unlike a dog. We're good with that. So That could have been a cow chip, I think, right?
Could have been.
I should have saved that for a cow chip. But on this show, we like to expound knowledge, wisdom, and
nuggets.
Nuggets of information. So, you know, that's
butt nuggets.
Butt nuggets.
Yeah, really. All right, so let's go ahead and do topic change in music.
I am Billy.
It's a new topic now because we're not talking about cat butts anymore.
No, we ain't. No, we taint.
Right.
Oh, we taint.
Ooh, da ba dum, boom, boom. All right. So I like to call this topic here, what did we miss?
What did we miss?
What right. did we miss?
Same answer as last time. Literally everything. Wait,
can I still be distorting?
You absolutely are still distorting.
It's static is what it is. Is what it is. Is
That's
what it
really
is.
Weird.
It's like crackly. It's not distortion. It's like crackly.
Crackly.
I would advise unplug your mic and then plug it back in.
That's like the sound that a faulty connection makes.
Huh.
And it's definitely as you speak. It's snap crackle.
I can't wait to hear it.
Okay. It's like, oh, you can wait. Like, it ain't good.
Yeah, serious. Mm-hmm. All right, so what do we miss? And I want to know if the resistance fighters probably would y'all do this. There was a 15 volunteers decided that they would go live in a cave in France for
it was 40.
40 days without clocks, phones, sunlight, or from the human isolation experiment. Now, Monica, you said 40?
No, it was 40 days, and it was in a cave, and they had no access to sunlight whatsoever at all. They had to do some actions, kind of Gilligan's Island style, like with the bike and that sort of thing, to keep some light on there. So it wasn't like they had zero light, but they had zero access to sunlight.
Right. They stayed, and they had no.
And they weren't getting paid anything for it. They were just doing it.
It was just, but it was. And the thing about it, it was a $1.4 million project called Deep Time, where these 15 volunteers went and stayed in the cave for 40 days. And as Mon said, they had a bicycle where they generated electricity. And one person said that they ran around in a circle. What the hell is going on?
opening a popsicle.
Monica, what were you doing?
Opening
getting
a
nice cream cone. Thank you.
Okay. And they went in a cave for 40 days.
Yeah.
And here's the question. Would any of y'all do that?
Yes. All I would need is like a crap ton of books. Like if you just give me like a series of books, like give me. Because you have light. That's why I asked when we talked about this earlier. I asked if there is light at all. Yes, you have access to light, but it's just not sunlight. You're cut off from like the real world and you're in a cave, but you do have light.
So you'd be like a little house on the prairie in a cave. So your eyesight would go bad.
No, because like I said, you would have light. Your eyes would not just have daylight.
Yeah, they generated light like, with a pedal bike.
Yeah.
Like I said, electricity.
Like how bright.
Gilligan's Island style. So then what I would do is I would absolutely do it. I would love it. I would sleep and then get up. You could work out. There was plenty of room. One dude ran 6 miles around the cave. I would work out and then read and then sleep again. And 2/3 of those people said they would do it for longer than the 40 days. 2/3 of them.
But then I was thinking them some. That's why I'll see how many of the resistance fighters would do it. Right quick. People, would you do it? Thumbs up.
No, I would never do it.
All right. Billy.
I would.
You would do it.
I would.
And Smots, would you do that?
Yeah. Right.
All right. So
what? What, you're too social? Like, you need to see people so much, Schmatz? You're so social?
I don't need to be sitting in a cave amongst human feces.
But then maybe you could bang, too.
Yeah, now, that's the part, one of the things that made me say this isn't right, because it was 15 people. There was 8 guys and 7 women. So I'm like, somebody was out of it, you know? if they paired up.
Well, I just
or someone doubled up.
Somebody double. Oh, they guess they could have doubled up, or somebody was just.
Or they could have tripled up on the flying condor.
Boom! Finally, a use for the flying condor, and
God.
There could also be gay people, so maybe they didn't need a boy girl situation.
Mm. Oh, you guys have it all worked out then. Well, okay, so I need
or masturbating. Someone's just masturbated.
That's true.
Yeah, but no. All right, I need to do the math then. PW is a no, Smots is a no, Spike is a no, and Billy and Monica are yeses. So in the survey, how many thirds is that?
Math.
2/5.
So 2/5 of the resistance fighters would do it.
Correct.
That's a third, right?
No, that's 40%.
2/5.
That's 40%.
It is just 2/5. It's not a third.
All right. Well,
40%, that's almost half.
Yes.
I tell you what, all the X chromosomes, y'all go ahead and do it, because all the XY chromosomes said lake, jump in it.
Didn't they find like everybody had their own clock too? Like it's not a 24-hour sleep. Like if you just got up and slept whenever, that people didn't have they had different, like
internal clocks,
24-hour clock.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. This thing said they had to follow their own biological clocks and let them know when it's time to sleep, eat, and do daily tasks. So,
but if I ain't got to be anywhere, I'll sleep. I'll take naps. I don't care when or how. I'll just read and sleep and read and sleep. Work out once in the morning. Good to go. I'm down for that.
I think I'd die.
Ooh, I would have music. If I could have music.
You would die? Well, you can't have any electronics, so.
Yeah, unless you're going to get somebody to pedal that bicycle for you extra time.
I'll pedal my own damn bike. I don't need nobody. Ooh, I'll offer extra HJs for more electricity time.
I guess those 8 guys would be lining up.
You generate me 3 hours of electricity.
Yeah. Yes.
You got to barter with what you got.
Yeah. Them lights would be shining for days in that mother truck.
Great. I'll read. I only need one hand to hold the book. The other hand can be doing other things.
Sure.
That just seems so unromantic. I don't know.
True romance. We're in a cave.
Jeez. All right. Well, you guys are crazy. The 2/3 that say would do it. That's just not cool in the world of spikes, because I need people and I need sunlight and I need to know what's going on. Because imagine when they got out of that cave, they showed them walking out of the cave. They all had on sunlight glasses, I guess. So because they get their eyes acclimated towards the new.
I mean, it ain't forever. It's 40 days. You know what I mean? It's not like, yeah. I don't know, think I could do it for a year. And I'll be honest with you. I think after 2 weeks or so, I might start being like, okay, this is crazy. But I would still be able to do it.
Yeah. I don't know. That 40 days is more than 2 weeks. 2 weeks is 14 of them. So, no. I venture to say that no one on the Resistance Fighters crew could actually do it or would want to do it longer than 2 days. 2 days, you say. Sorry, that's an inside joke. All right. I don't know if I'm here by myself, but let's go ahead and do topic change and music.
All right, Billy, it's up to you.
Okay. So that was a really long topic about a cave, and now we're going to talk about something else.
Bump, bump.
Yes.
Am I still distorted?
Yep. Yes. How about this? We'll just let you know when you're not. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Just like say the every once in a while, and we'll let you know.
Just go, hey, and that's about it. Just say hey real quick.
Hey.
Yep, still there.
It even stays. It's the crackling is longer than your hey.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so I guess it has to catch up. I don't know what it has to do. All right, we'll let this go.
But it sounds perfect over here.
Yeah.
You know what? Here you go, Spike. That belch purloined your decent microphone. Your microphone.
Boom.
I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That you were trying to give us some couch ship knowledge.
Nope, I was giving you the big A word. That was you trying to say.
Yeah, but isn't the big A word part of a greater form of knowledge that we're supposed to gather from this show?
Yes.
Well, I used it. There.
For you. I'll be using purloin.
Purloin. Yeah.
All right, well, good. Well, speaking of sleep, I like to call this topic here, how many hours a day?
How many hours a day?
All right. So what is the average number of hours a day that you guys are supposed to sleep? And Smots, this is something that you probably can kick in because I was reading this story and I couldn't figure it out.
Supposed to sleep?
Yeah.
8 hours.
8 hours a day? Well, there's a doctor who says he can explain what the perfect bedtime for you to go to sleep to wake up refreshed. You know, everybody says they believe there's a recommended 7 or 8 hours a day of sleep. But this doctor, Karen Raja.
Okay.
I don't think it's Karen because it was a guy. It's K-A-R-A-N. Karan Raja. All right. We'll call him from India. Yeah. He came up with this plan and he posted on this video to show how you can calculate the right amount of sleep to make your body wake up feeling fresh and rejuvenated and not lethargic. So he's saying that your body goes through certain cycles when it sleeps. He says
I think all doctors say that, but okay, go ahead.
They just make that up. They said your cycle, you go through a light sleep cycle, then you enter a deep sleep cycle, then you enter a dream cycle, then you go back to light sleep. And he says, in order for you, and each cycle lasts about 90 minutes. So I gave you, I don't know.
90 minutes? I don't know if that's true.
Are you a doctor?
I just know that I would say 5 out of 7 nights, I will look at the clock when I last see it and I'll be asleep. And 20 minutes later, I'll wake up and I'll wake up from a dream. So there's no way it's an hour and a half.
I don't know. You probably part of the study, but he said that each cycle is around about 90 minutes. And he says you will feel more refreshed if you wake up at the end of one of the cycles. And most times people wake up right in the middle of it. And he says, now, if you want to calculate what time to go to sleep in order for you to get through those cycles and wake up at the end of a light cycle. He said, if you want to go to bed, wake up at 8 a.m., you should work backwards in 90-minute increments. And that's kind of where he lost me. So if you want to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning, what time should you go to bed? And Smiles, I'm sorry for putting you on the spot, but this article just popped up right before the showtime and I have time to do the math.
So if you wanted to what?
You want to wake
up. So 90-minute increments to make 8 hours. So how many 90-minute increments would it take to equal 8 hours?
Yeah, I don't necessarily 8 hours. It just.
Well, right. You got 90 minutes, then 3 hours, 4.5 hours, then 6 hours, 7.5 hours, then 9 hours.
So how many is that?
Yeah. Look,
seven and a half hours or nine hours?
Yeah, 9 hours is six, 7.5 is five, 6 is 4, 4.5 is 3, 3 hours is 2.
So if I want to wake up at 8, what time I need to go to bed?
If you wanted to go by 8 o'clock in the morning, if you wanted 8 hours of sleep at that point in time. So you would probably need about 11:30 in a given time in between there. So to and supplement your time. 11:30.
See, but that's the thing then. That's the time he should be asleep. So that means he gets in bed at like 11, right?
But if it's an ideal sleep, then it should, in theory, correct itself out.
Right. So this is my problem with that theory. So if you set your alarm for a specific time, you have no way of knowing the exact moment that you fall asleep. I can't just lay my head down and
boom.
So, you know, sometimes I fall asleep in 3 minutes. Sometimes I'm lay awake in bed for an hour. I don't, it's not like the timer. There's nothing that's setting the timer. This is when I started. So therefore I wake up at some.
But you wake up.
And alarms aren't good either because the alarm doesn't know when your body is in its, like, I wouldn't do an, I don't use alarm. I can't use an alarm. Because then, that's when I feel unrested, you know?
You can't use an alarm to wake up?
Right? Yeah, I don't. I haven't used an alarm, and I don't even know how long, because then it interrupts me. Then I'm in the middle of a dream or something, and then I don't feel rested because I'm interrupting my sleep cycle.
That's what Dr. Rogers said, because you're waking up in the middle of one of those cycles.
Doctors have been saying that since the beginning of time, Spike. Why this guy all of a sudden? This is not the first time or the first doctor.
This is the first time I've ever studied sleep. I never did a sleep study. So this article popped up in my feed.
This is the first time I've ever heard 90 minutes. Like it takes 90 minutes. I think that's the first time I've ever heard that. But everybody knows that there's that, you know, the light, the deep, the sleep. And it goes back.
Because I always start worrying about, what was it called? The remnant sleep?
It's called remnant. Mm-hmm. Remnant. In fact, when you're with your friends and you're talking, you just drop a nugget on them. And just call it a remnant sleep. Do it.
That was it. Well, it's science, right?
Yeah.
Remnant. What is it?
Rapid eye movement, not at noontime. Remnant. That's why.
Remnant. There you go. Remnant.
I like it. I'm just saying. Listen, I'm only giving you guys information. What you guys do with it is up to you. You can take a horse over there to the water, and then you just have to.
What can you do with a jackass?
I don't know what you do with them. Is that a bad horse? Take him over there.
It's a donkey.
Take him over there and let him rest and drink some water if he wants some water. And that's how it goes. Put that in your pipe and smoke it sometime. All right, so the resistance fighters, are y'all calling Karen Rogers' sleep study BS, Monica?
I don't know about that 90-minute thing. I don't know where he came up with that, because I feel like everybody's bodies are different. You can't just – I mean, they might be, like, similar, but you can't just slap a 90-minute on it and call everybody the same. That's weird.
But isn't that the whole cycle, like going through all the different stages of sleep and then starting over again? Isn't that what he's saying is 9 minutes?
That's what he's saying is 90 minutes. I think that's long.
Each cycle is. It's not because he listed four cycles. And each one of them.
Oh, so he's saying it takes 90 minutes to get through the light sleep and then 90 minutes to go to the deep and then another. Oh, my God. No, I don't buy that at all.
Well, I mean, how long does a dream last when you're in your dream cycle?
Seconds.
Yeah, that's the thing. I did a whole thing on it. It feels like in your head it lasts forever, but it does not. I think it's under a minute all the time. Like you feel like it's longer, but it's not.
Well, man, we need to contact Karen Raji and tell
her. Yeah, there's four stages of sleep, but it takes you, I think what he's saying is it takes you 90 minutes to cycle through them. A cycle is going through each one of those four stages.
So I go through those four
stages. I could get behind.
I go through those four stages every 90 minutes?
Yes. That's what he's saying. And that I agree with.
That makes more sense.
So I wake up and go back to sleep and start them four cycles again.
Correct. I've already, for the record, I've already went through the cycle about three times during this whole conversation.
And really, when you wake up at that point, Tim, it has nothing to do with your bladder at your age.
Is it everything?
Or the cat jumping off the bed. Yeah, you know, I mean,
with lipstick in your face.
Yeah, right on my mouth. Mm.
Ooh, do me a favor. Don't ever kiss me in the mouth with cat. Jeez, you don't follow directions very well, do y'all?
Nope.
All right, well, listen, we had to fly through this show here, so I'm smart. Am I starting this too early?
Yes.
Oh, well, then y'all should listen to this then. Hey. I cut off when he went dancing in the streets, but you guys
know, no, he never says
once. There's no streets in that song.
No streets.
All right. Well, we'll have to agree to disagree.
No,
we can all agree that you're wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have started from the beginning. Then you got anyway. All right. Well, I'll let y'all have that this time, and I thank you for being a part of this award-deserving Spike on the Mic show. And as always, we have to go around the room, and you guys may have to string it out. I didn't want to. We have time to start another topic. So somebody using the bathroom. Anyway,
PW, you got very quiet all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Every time you play that song, you get really quiet. So you want me to start with saying what stuck with me? Because you're silent now. You turned it all the way down.
Yeah, I hear nothing. I don't hear music either.
So what stuck with me
is that I
didn't know that I was really bad at topic changes.
Oh, you're not. You're awesome at it. Stop.
Can't hear you.
Wow.
So, Monica, why don't you say what stuck with you?
I will, absolutely. You know what stuck with me? And it was a regular theme. It wasn't necessarily an actual topic. The regular theme is the technical difficulties of the Spike on the Mic show were out of control tonight through nobody's fault. So that's the weird part. It's just technology. And that's going to stick with me. So the next time he asks me at the last minute, can I actually sub in? And I'll say,
Did you work out the stuff?
Yeah, the kinks.
Your sound was fabulous.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. It's these $12 headphones. Yeah. Schmatz, what stuck with you? Spike, we can't hear you.
A hot potato, pass it around here. And then, I realize at this point, Tim, I could say anything I want about Spike, and he has no ability.
Can he hear us?
He can hear us. Look at him. He's sitting there. Yeah. Why don't you go ahead? Look at that. Yes, he can.
We can't hear you.
Spike, nod if you think that this show sucks.
Spike, nod if you think if the S on the top of your hat means suck.
All right, 30 seconds left in the program.
Daddy, what stuck with you?
I distort at times, apparently.
Yeah. You've got the crackle. Spike is praying for the crackle right now. I will tell you what stuck with me. What stuck with me is I really, really, really should have pushed that red button a long time
ago. Oh, yes.
Can we all do it now?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
We got absolutely. A whole minute. We still have a whole minute left.
Oh, we do?
No, we don't. We just have 63 seconds.
Yeah, six. That's more than a minute.
So what do we talk about? More crap about Spike?
Yeah, what stuck with Spike is that he keeps thinking he's going to go into a cave with a bunch of guys and really have a lot of fun.
And listen, I'm not here to judge him if that's what he wants to do.
He thinks he's going to go into a cave and have a lot of...
He thinks that it's my cat's butthole on my lips that makes him not want to kiss me, but really it's because he wants to kiss the boys in the cave.
You know what? Spike, if you disagree, just say something.
Say something if you disagree. He really wants to kiss cat's butts.
You can defend yourself at any time, Spike.
We're right. You know what, right? We know the S. You know what Monica said? It's suck, right? Okay.
Got it?
Yeah. All right, one.
Spike is a cat butt kisser.
10 seconds before the one comes.
If you agree with what we're saying, why don't you let your mic crackle? You
know? Yeah. I'm crackling.
Exactly.
All right.
All right. You guys, one.